Hi, Gordon. Thanks for your patience, sir.
Hey, thank you. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you, and thank you for your patience, like I say, and thank you for calling.
All right, so I'm calling for my wife since she won't call in, so I'm taking one for the team here. And you
okay.
probably talked about this before. UTI infections, she seems to get them quite frequently, like every other month. Goes in, gets antibiotics, and they just give her like stronger ones, but it still keeps coming back. Is there any natural things you can do?
Absolutely, sir. Now, first, let's go to getting them every couple of months. Okay, you just heard me talk about the August newsletter, and one of the things that Dr. Brenneman found would cause recurrent urinary tract infections happens to be allergies. No kidding. Now, just for example, and this is not your wife, I understand, but little kids who wet the bed, oh my goodness, you take them off all their food allergies and 80 to 90% of them quit wetting the bed. No kidding. Okay, so food allergies can affect that bladder, and they can make us get infections too, just like if we drink milk, we'll get a strep throat. If we don't drink milk, we won't get a strep throat. That's a food allergy effect. Okay, so I'd be looking at food allergies as a possibility. I didn't say a certainty, but a definite possibility. Dr. Brenneman even told us that. Second thing, has she had these allergies cultured? Because about 85 to 90% of all infections are caused by a little bacteria called E. period coli, C-O-L-I. Has she had them cultured? And was it an E. coli, or do you know?
Do you know?
Yeah,
culture.
Oh, the...
The sample.
The sample. Yeah, well, they're sending the one off that I just had yesterday.
No, but what about the other one?
Well, they have, but they...
They say anything about E. coli? Or...
They might have. I don't know.
Okay.
That's possible.
Well, here's why you want to know. Always ask, was that E. coli? Here's why. Because in 1980... I get so frustrated, as you can tell. These reports have been out there for years and nobody uses them. In 1980, a research team reported that the E. coli bacteria, which causes 85, or is associated with, I should say, because food allergies could be behind it too, but is associated with 85 to 90% of bladder infections, that E. coli bacteria cannot hang on to the inner walls of the bladder, which is how it stays there, if we just take a simple sugar called D-mannose. And you will find D-mannose powder in every health food store in the country. Tahoma Clinic, right at Tahoma Clinic, we were the very first in the 1980s, after reading that research report, to ask women with urinary tract infections, and it started with all with one young girl, by the way, to take D-mannose as the first sign of a urinary tract infection.
Can you spell that?
Sure. D-M-A-N-O-S-E. N-N-O-S-E. And anyway, it works so well. It works on 100% of E. coli infections, and 85 to 90% of all bladder infections are E. coli. So we got that started with that young girl, printed it in one of my articles or newsletters, and it just swept around the country. It was only at Tahoma Clinic, and now it's in every health food store, compounding pharmacy in the country, sir, as well as the Tahoma Clinic dispensary.
Awesome.
Now, you got to know, you're welcome, but you got to know that it's E. coli because it won't work on the other 10 to 15%. Now, here's what does work on the other 10 to 15%, sir. I mean, bladder infections are not all that hard. We don't need any antibiotics. Here's what works on the other 10 to 15% that are not E. coli. It's called potassium iodide. And I got that information, sir, from a 1926 report from the Mayo Clinic, no less. And what they found was that if a person took 10 to 12 drops of the potassium iodide in water 3 times a day for a couple, 3 days, when they got a bladder infection's gone. All bye-bye. But, and by the way, that works on every type of bladder infection because the body doesn't want all that iodine, so it kicks it out into the bladder where it kills all the germs. That's what iodide does. But we don't want to start with that one, sir, because a lot of iodine, and that is a lot, can affect our thyroid glands, and usually it does not do that in 3 days. It usually takes about 3, 4, 5 weeks minimum to affect the thyroid. But if you're going to do that, it's best to be working with a doctor, that is, take the potassium iodide. It's best to be working with a doctor who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because they can help monitor to make sure the thyroid's okay. Now, you can get the potassium iodide in the same places. You can get it at Tahoma Clinic Dispensary under the name of Bernard's Solution, because Bernard Courtois in 1815 or something discovered iodide. So that's why it was named after Bernard. But we should never, ever, ever need antibiotics for bladder infections. We can use D-mannose and clean up 85 to 90% of them. And the other 10 to 15% we can clean up with potassium iodide.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and I hope that's helpful. But you got to find out what kind of germ it was. That's the key thing. Okay?
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, sir.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.